Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are still following the election results. Right now in New Jersey, Philip Murphy has taken the lead over Jack Chiatrelli, or is it Ciattarelli or Chiatrelli? Murphy has 1.199 million votes to Jack's 1.185 million votes. So they're separated by 0.06%. 49.93% has gone to Philip Murphy. 49.32% went to Jack. Interesting, though, when you look at 1.1 or about 1.2 million votes on each side, that's about 2.4 million votes. The New Jersey population is almost 9 million. 9 million. I mean, let's say kids. I'll knock off a million kids, let's say. Still, you'd think more people would be involved in that. Look at New York City. The New York City mayor race. Eric Adams won by a landslide over Curtis Sliwa. I know Curtis. Good guy. Eric Adams won 66.5% of the votes. 676,000 votes he got. Curtis got 293,000 votes, which was 28.8%. So it was quite very quickly called. But New York City has about, what, 8.4 million people. 8.4 million people and less than a million voted for the mayor race. With all the mail-in ballots and all the, you know, all the voting booths and I'm shocked. Same thing with the Governor Newsom race. It was a fraction of people who voted. Now, I mean, I haven't voted in every election. And I do get, in New York, they do have a lot of, you know, crime and violence. And maybe some people are like, look, I'm going to work. I'm not. Maybe a lot of people think it doesn't matter. Whoever I vote for, it doesn't matter. Maybe some people think that there's fraud and people will know who they voted for and they don't want. You know, or maybe people, they just don't care. They just don't care. In Virginia, Virginia has about 8.4 million people, I believe, in the state. They have close to over 3 million people vote. Virginia went to Glenn Youngkin, Republican. He got 50.7% of the vote. From Terry McAuliffe, 48.6% of the vote. Now, I haven't really compared this to see what, you know, I haven't really compared this to see what happened in terms of, you know, did more people come out this race or not? But I do believe that we saw more of a voting enthusiasm with this election. In fact, you saw these memes saying Virginia, you know, said, you know, the whole state of Virginia saying, let's go Brandon. Not the whole state, but it was fascinating to see more people come out. I still would have expected more. And I think it's because people think maybe they do have a chance. Maybe they do have a voice. In Minneapolis has been going through a lot since the George Floyd death. And apparently in Minneapolis, they rejected the ballot initiative to replace the police with a, quote, Department of Public Safety. Pro-cop candidates in Seattle, I think, have also led their races as well. So in Minneapolis, voters did not want to replace the city's police department with the Department of Public Safety. And again, I think the Defund the Police movement, although originally with the thinking of, look, if police are, you know, people are going to die in custody and they're not going to, you know, be under, stricter protocols or supervision or whatever, why are we funding them? On the flip side, I'm looking at it as that's all the more reason to get them more resources. When you have understaffed departments and you are having people try to take on, I saw the George Floyd video. It was so tragic, and may he rest in peace. But George Floyd, while being handcuffed, was able to kick himself out of the cop car. There were four cops. There were four cops. And they couldn't control him. And then finally, when they did subdue him, Derek Chauvin used a knee. George Floyd never made it out of that arrest, dies. And you just look at that going, okay, they need a whole slew of resources. And I don't know what, again, I wasn't there, so I don't know, I know that, an ambulance was called, and when an ambulance was called, did somebody talk to the chief and say, look, what do you want us to do? How do we sedate him? I don't know. I don't know everything there is to know about law enforcement, but what I do know is there's obviously some strain going on in these police departments. And when we keep hearing from the departments, look, we don't have enough cops. We can't recruit. We don't have enough resources. Our cops are getting shot in broad daylight at traffic stops. In fact, I think in one city they voted to just stop completely traffic stops, to stop them completely. In other cities, they're not even going to go after people stealing things in cities under $600. And I think in another state it's $800, I think in California. So, these initiatives and these elections and the way the votes went, and like I said, I'm not calling it a red wave, but I think it is showing that people are very, very frustrated with the way things are. And the movement towards, defunding the police or critical race theory or whatever might not have been the most popular because of some of the things that ended up happening. When you have crime just, rampant, in this last year, people are going to think that those policies or those things are, they might not look at the whole picture, but it definitely isn't going to be something that's going to spur something that was a platform that was started last May. So, people ask what's going to happen now with, the midterms. Well, you would think the Democrats would look at what happened last night and say, look, okay, this was a lot closer. We lost some, pivotal seats and elections. Maybe we need to be more moderate and not too extreme, but that's not what's happening. The progressives are asking for more extreme. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So on October 21st, we had heard there was a shooting on a movie set in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And when I heard about that, I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, what sort of sicko, what's going on now, you know? Then we find out later that night or later that day that it was an accident that happened when Alec Baldwin had shot a firearm that he thought was a cold gun and didn't realize it was loaded. So the first thing I thought of is somebody tried to sabotage Alec Baldwin. And when I said it, people were like, no, because, you know, Helena Hutchins died. How did anybody know that, you know, she was going to get killed? And I'm like, I've just never heard of anything like this, where there would be live ammo on the set when everybody involved is thinking that it is not a hot gun. So, I don't know. I still have in the back of my mind the theory of sabotage. Well, it looks like I'm not the only one. Now, attorneys representing the Rust Armor, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, is suggesting that. Now, again, maybe that's because that's her only defense. But he suggested that a disgruntled film crew member, from what we understand, there were a lot of people who were disgruntled, may have planted the live round that killed cinematographer Helena Hutchins as a box of prop ammunition might have been sabotage and the bullets were replaced with real ones. So, according to Daily Mail, in the wake of the fatal shooting, it also, by the way, injured director Joel Souza, several crew members have come out claiming that they were overworked and denied hotel rooms at the vicinity of the New Mexico set. They had to go all the way to Albuquerque. And Gutierrez-Reed's attorneys floated the theory that one of those disgruntled crew members may have planted the live round on the set as an act of revenge during an interview with Savannah Guthrie on Today's show. They say, I believe that somebody who would do that, who wanted to sabotage the set, would want to prove a point, want to say they're disgruntled, they're unhappy. They say, and we know this is attorney, let's see if I have the name of the attorney. It says here Bowles, but they don't, Jason Bowles. They say, and we know that people who already walked off the set the day before, and the reason they were unhappy is they were working 12 to 14 hour days. They're not given hotel rooms in and out around the area, so they had to drive back and forth an hour to Albuquerque. They were unhappy. Now, you know, people have said she was inexperienced. There was no safety checks, things done half-assed. But I do believe a theory like that has to be considered because that was my first thought. My first thought was somebody tried to sabotage. Now, I'm not saying that's what it was. It could be somebody was halfway. But if she loaded the gun and she used a prop box and there's proof and there's witnesses, not just everybody's trying to cover each other up, then the prop box was the... Was the manufacturer of the prop box liable? I mean, this does have to get figured out. Bowles said that his client, Gutierrez, was unaware that any live bullets were loaded into the gun. Gutierrez-Reed has not been named a suspect or charged with any crime in connection thus far, but she does have legal representation, obviously. Bowles said there was a box of dummy rounds, and the box is labeled dummy. Gutierrez-Reed loads rounds from that box to the handgun, only later to find out she had no idea that there was a live round. Now, you should be able to tell the difference between a blank and a bullet. The bullet, a live round, has the bullet head, whereas a blank doesn't. I mean, you should be able to also tell, I'm assuming. So, the armor allegedly handed the vintage Colt pistol to director David Halls. He passed it to Baldwin and announced Colt gun. So Baldwin thinks, all right, I have a Colt gun, and then he shoots. So Bowles told Guthrie, we are assuming somebody put the live round in the box. The person who put the live round in the box, dummy rounds, had to have the purpose of sabotaging the set. There is no reason you would do that, that you would mix that live round with the dummy rounds. And again, everybody is innocent until proven guilty. But you just wonder. You know, now the Colt apparently was locked away in a safe, but the box of dummy ammunition was on a prop truck. The prop truck is completely unattended at all times. So people are not supposed to have access to the guns, even though somebody was saying that the gun was used earlier to shoot at cans. Gutierrez-Reed's other attorney, Robert Gorenz, said that after the armorer retrieved the gun and loaded it with the rounds from the box, it was left unattended on a tray for 2 hours ahead of the afternoon film shoot. Gutierrez-Reed lawyers defended her actions that day, saying that the loaded gun was not in her care for the entire duration of the filming because she was expected to perform 2 jobs on the set. She was an armorer and a props assistant. After lunch, Gutierrez-Reed handed the gun she had loaded earlier to Halls and then went about performing her other duties as a props assistant. She handed over the Colt, the lawyer said. She spun the chamber to show Halls the rounds inside. She did spin the cylinder for him. She did show him each and every round in the chamber. There were 6. Yeah, the problem is when you look at a dummy round and you look at their appearance, they have the same projectile tip. Some of these do not have a hole in the side. They mimic and look like a real round. All right. They're not supposed to, but maybe there are some that do. They did admit she didn't inspect the gun to make sure that the rounds of the chamber were not live ammunition, which is a cluster and a half. I don't understand why they weren't, you know, even with a prop gun, you just don't point prop guns at people. So Gutierrez was not there in the church at the time of the shooting because it took place when cameras were being set up and not during filming. She wasn't there. The armorer's attorney said they are cooperating with the investigation and are hoping that the FBI would be able to determine who planted the live round. So meanwhile, Russ camera assistant Lane Looper had quit on the eve of the shooting. Lane told Good Morning America that there were only two safety meetings on set, and production did not take gun safety seriously. So according to this, the Lane Looper is a camera assistant, claimed the production set up the perfect storm of conditions. He had resigned the day before the accident, claiming that employees were being overlooked and COVID and gun safety protocols were being ignored. He said they only had two safety meetings on the set involving the crew. So he said, I think with Russ, it was the perfect storm of the armor, the assistant director, the culture that was on the set, the rushing. It was everything. And I've worked in places where it's like, hurry up, shut up, don't say anything. Sadly, stupid stuff happens. He said it wasn't just one individual. Everything had to fall into place for this one in a trillion thing to happen. He then disputed the producer's claims that safety was the top priority on the set, saying, I only personally remember two safety meetings that involved the entire crew. Looper ultimately accused the film's production of breaking the cardinal rule of having guns on the set, which he said was there shall never be live rounds anywhere on a studio lot or stage or set. And he was friends with Helena, choked up, etc. So Alec Baldwin, I believe, has had a statement, and I think he called it BS, but he said the real term. Alec Baldwin had shared a post written by a fellow Russ crew member, slamming co-workers for painting a, quote, blatantly false picture of the set as chaotic and unsafe. Baldwin shared a screenshot of the post written by costume designer Therese Magpale Davis. And he posted that on Instagram, and Davis wrote, I am so sick of this narrative. I worked on this movie. The story being spun of us being overworked and surrounded by unsafe, chaotic conditions is BS. Oh, actually, it wasn't Alec Baldwin. It was her. So Alec Baldwin is sharing that some people feel that, no, it wasn't the chaos. I don't know. I've never worked with Alec Baldwin. I've never worked with a director. I've never worked with any of these people. But what I do know with my gun experience is you always inspect the rounds. You don't shoot anything, even with blanks, towards anybody. You know, if somebody says, hey, Dahlia, look, I have a blank. And I'm like, oh, I have a blank gun. That's great. And they point it to me. I'd be like, what the hell are you doing? You never, ever, ever point a blank at somebody. It's just a cardinal rule. I don't understand why that isn't, I don't know. So there is going to be a lot of finger pointing. It's going to be probably a very, very long, drawn-out process. As Alec Baldwin is a producer, he is going to be facing liability. Who knows, maybe civil charges. But in terms of criminal charges, that's going to definitely come if they do find that somebody purposefully tried to sabotage the set. And when you have angry crew, that's frightening. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democrat running for governor in Virginia is admitting defeat. Terry McAuliffe issuing a statement today conceding the race to Republican Glenn Youngkin. California Congressman and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy shares his thoughts on the race and what helped Youngkin win.
What they were doing is they were optimistic. They believed tomorrow would be better than today, and they showed how they could do it. Glenn Youngkin talked about the DMV having answering the phone.
If you're not vaccinated, you're off the team. That's the message several schools in the Los Angeles Unified School District have been sending to student-athletes this week. Sunday was the deadline for kids on sports teams and those involved in extracurricular activities to prove they're fully vaccinated. About 77% of high school students who were forced to be vaccinated got their shots before the deadline. USA Radio News. The New York City Marathon is officially back. A ceremony was hosted Wednesday for the painting of the Thin Blue Line in Central Park. The marathon returns after the cancellation of the event last year due to the coronavirus. During the ceremony, the Vice President of Events and Race Director, Ted Metellus, describes the importance of the event.
The TCS New York City Marathon signifies the true accomplishment of overcoming hardship. This year's marathon will show the toughness of New York, the grit of New York, the determination of New York, the courage of New York.
This year will mark the 50th running of the marathon, which will take place Sunday, November 7th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer putting another voting rights bill before the Senate on Wednesday. It's named after late Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis. The bill not expected to reach the 60-vote threshold to move forward. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the supply chain crisis is getting worse. We don't want it to get worse. We want us to get our Christmas presents. We want us to get our Hanukkah presents. We want us to get our winter clothes, whatever else we buy. And me, particularly, I want toilet paper. I'm going to be having surgery in a few weeks over the holidays, and I want to make sure that the kids don't run out of toilet paper. Right? Otherwise, it's going to be much more difficult to clean their clothes. And so I put in orders, and I get told 3 weeks, shipping, whatever. Or I have to pay double the price. And we were just in L.A. last week for a wedding. It's a fantastic wedding, amazing wedding. And we decided to go and take a trip to the port to see what's going on with the shipping containers. And we saw tons of cargo ships. I heard as of this week there were about 100, but then the news said there were 77 cargo ships. Either way, tons of cargo ships just waiting in the harbor to unload their cargo. But what was interesting is we were driving around the area, and we saw cargo containers everywhere. You saw them piled up. You saw them attached to trucks. You saw the trucks unmanned just along the side of the sidewalk. You saw trucks in our cargo in parking lots that weren't on the in the shipyard. I mean, there's no place to put this stuff. So what happens if you have a bunch of stuff and you don't have enough storage and you're like, you know what, let me keep it outside the house or outside the apartment. What happens to it? It gets stolen. So cargo theft, even though it's nothing new, people have been stealing cargo, it is now being done as an art. And I posted a picture on my Twitter and Facebook. I don't know if you saw it. But you see boxes. You see along a railway. Apparently at the port, there's higher security. Not enough security for every single bin, but there's higher security at the port. But once these cargo containers leave some of the more highly secured areas and they're on the train, apparently you see people just walking right up to them, jumping on the trains with crowbars. And one, this was from, I think, NBC4 in Los Angeles, you saw open boxes and packages strewn along the railway that where people are jumping and getting into the cargo containers. Even if they're padlocked and have a lock, people figure out ways to cut them. They get what they want. They leave. And apparently, we're being told by TruckNews.com that some people are actually stealing the whole cargo container. This was interesting. Apparently, Marty Paddock, owner of Packers Logistics, had lost a few loads to cargo thieves. He once received a call from a grocery store manager wondering when Paddock was going to pick up the trailer that was sitting in the store parking lot. When he arrived at the store with a tractor, it was a trailer that he recently reported as stolen. Still hooked to the tractor that had been used in the heist, and the reefer unit still running. He used the air lines on his tractor to air up the stolen tractor, dragged it out from under the trailer with a chain, hooked his own tractor to the trailer, and drove away. But, you know, he said, I basically stole my stolen trailer back and left the other stolen tractor sitting in the middle of the parking lot and drove away. He said the cop never even came over to see what I was up to. And so he said most fleets have to fend for themselves. He said they've cost him thousands of dollars, and they're just getting smarter and more wily. So the supply chain crisis is multiple fold. You know, even though Biden asked people at the port to work 24/7, that was nice idea, that you could work 24/7 unloading the stuff. But the problem they've had in L.A. is, well, now where do we put the stuff? And I showed you pictures. It's piled high. So you need truckers to come in and get the product, which I'm also hearing some of these are not legitimate truckers. They're coming in to get the supply, and then they go off, and it's their goods. So, the already understaffed ports have to try to figure all this out. But not only do you need somebody to unload the cargo, you need storage for the cargo. You need somebody to help get that cargo onto the truck or the train. You need trucks coming, and then you need the trucks to have a place to take it to, a warehouse that actually has people that can unload. And then that warehouse needs to make sure that that restaurant is open or that retail is open, in order for that stuff to be able to get there, and there be workers to do that. So the supply chain crisis, there's probably 100 different steps that have to all be in sync. And we screwed up a bunch of those steps when we fired people and we paid them more to stay home when jobs opened back up. So when you don't have enough drivers, if you don't have enough warehouse space, if you don't have enough people at the warehouse to unload, because truckers don't necessarily unload. You know, a lot of truckers, you know, they drive, but they don't have the medical or, you know, physical capacity to be doing unloading. They bring the truck, they bring that, dump it, go, get another one, or bring something back. So you need employees on all ends of that. And this is also physically taxing work. It also requires people that understand heavy equipment. and machineries. That's training. You need to be trained to drive a truck. I've driven a little MIDI truck. I had my little Toyota Isuzu, little love truck, but it wasn't Isuzu. It wasn't a Toyota. It was an Isuzu. And I can't drive a semi. No way. That takes training. So if you don't have enough trained individuals, if you don't have enough security, if you don't have enough drivers, if you don't have enough people that can lift, if you don't have enough businesses that are operating at that capacity, how many restaurants said, you know what, we can't order more now. We don't have enough staff, so we're not going to serve as many. So then you have gluts in the supply. So we have supply. Right now, demand is exceeding supply, but it's not because we don't have enough supply. It's because we have all this demand and the supply can't move. And then people are like, well, I'll pay extra for higher shipping or faster shipping. Amazon is making gangbusters. I'm looking at Amazon's prices. They are jumping. Amazon's making money on this. You know, if you want it by tomorrow, this is the price. Amazon Prime, we're doing probably a little better. But, the theft that's going on is, like I said, it's nothing new, but they're getting more wily. They're getting more sneaky. In Wellington County Division of the Ontario Provincial Police, they show details of a theft in October. A picture of a driver and the truck he used to cart the lifts away. Police said the driver used fraudulent pickup information and a stolen trailer, but looked like it was a seemingly normal transaction. The company name was listed as TT Transport. Now, this happened in Canada. This didn't happen here in America. But it had he had paperwork, it had the labeling, it had the, so they call that type of theft strategic cargo theft. It's different from the random or targeted thefts of tractor trailers full of cargo. This is where thieves use fraud and deception information intended to trick the shippers, trick the brokers, trick the carriers into giving the load to them instead of the legitimate carrier. And then they go and they disappear with it. So people are making money off of our stuff. People are using our toilet paper. The toilet paper that I need, I don't have. Somebody else is using it. And when you look at the pictures, it's really striking. Because then you wonder. And I don't know how these companies can handle it. If you have these small companies that are trying to make a living, and now they have lost goods, and you're like, okay, well, their insurance will pick it up. I don't know how many people's insurance premiums have skyrocketed. I don't know how many people have insurance. You're supposed to have some sort of insurance for theft and all that. Usually a lot of states mandate it, but I don't see how anybody can kind of make good, you know, be able to be made whole from all this. So I don't know when the supply chain is going to get better. Pete Buttigieg had suggested that the supply chain crisis will get better once the pandemic's over. I don't know if the pandemic is going to be over with these, you know, this new Delta Plus variant and the little baby Delta variant and all the other stuff we're seeing, you know, and then flu and all that and people calling out. I think it's a cluster. So, you know, rather than when you get your toilet paper, wrap it in and get a big wad to use, maybe just be very, very stingy. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, after the somewhat red wave, even though it wasn't a complete red wave with the election, and the New Jersey numbers are still yet to come out, you would think many of the Democrats would say, look, okay, looks like people are a little ticked. We lost Virginia. We lost defunding the police. Maybe we need to be more moderate. Maybe we need to rethink what we're doing. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that 4 weeks of paid family and medical leave is going to be added back into the social spending bill. Democrats have scrapped the provision from the package, and I actually was kind of a little confused by this because paid family and medical leave, 4 weeks is something that's kind of popular bipartisanly, but it really depends on who's paying for that. Is it the employer that's forced to pay for it? Is it the government paying for it? Is it taxpaying dollars? What exactly is, and you know, it's, I think paid family and medical leave is helpful. I had 2 weeks when I was in training. So 2 weeks to be home with my baby wasn't enough. This isn't necessarily maternal leave, but I used my medical leave because we didn't have maternity leave. But 4 weeks throughout the year, that means you get to take 1 week off a month. It is a lot for an employer, but you know, I understand how it's a more popular, shall we say, program. But now adding a version of the leave policies back to the package brings now back a very popular proposal for Joe Biden. Democrats want to unify over their messaging. This was a huge loss in Virginia. And Pelosi's move, they suggest, according to CNN, is a shift in strategy. Adding policies in the bill that can help it in the House, such as paid leave, only to have it stripped in the Senate, so the bills will likely have to ping pong and be sent back to the House once the Senate changes it. Pelosi had insisted for months, according to CNN, that she would only move a bill that could pass the Senate. She wanted to spare her moderators a tough vote twice, though now I think she's willing to do the back and forth. Now, paid family and medical leave, the one thing that I noticed with the Democrats and Republicans is, as the Democrats like to spend and the Democrats like to do these big, big social movements, the Democrats get these big things done. Medicare, Social Security, Affordable Care Act. Then when the Republicans come into power, they have to deal with the aftermath, the financial, the whatever, to make it work. And so I know that despite what happened with the election, that the Democrats are going to double down. And the Democrats instead are going to say, look, our days are numbered. So while we have control of the House, barely control of the Senate, supposedly control of the executive branch, although that's only when his eyes are open, they're going to try to get as much done. And once you get paid family and medical leave in there, you really can't then reverse it. Once you give the American people something, you can't reverse it. That's what happened with Medicaid. Medicaid was expanded, supposed to be temporarily, during the recession. And then as soon as jobs came back, people got hired again, they wouldn't need the state funds for Medicaid. But no, once it expanded, it never went back. Same thing with the Affordable Care Act. Once you pay insurance companies extra subsidies, you can't say, okay, now it wasn't popular enough to stop it. So she wrote a letter. She said paid family and medical leave are being added back to the bill. And she's only committed to passing a bill in the House that could pass the Senate. She said, because we must have legislation agreed to by the House and Senate in the final version of the Build Back Better Act that we send to the President's desk, we must strive to find common ground in the legislation. As we are reviewing priorities and at the urging of many members of the caucus, I have asked the Ways and Means Committee for its legislation for paid family and medical leave to be included in this morning's hearing. I guess she has that power. You'd think there'd be a vote on that, but no. Pelosi said that there will be a Rules Committee hearing later Wednesday on the bill, known as the Build Back Better Act. Rather than Make America Great Again, it's Build Back Better Act. So, Senator Joe Manchin is one of the people that had objections to it. He had made clear that he was not going to budge on his position. And Manchin, as well as many Republicans, you know, have issues on the inflation, have issues on the spending, have issues on what's going to happen to business, small business. And so I understand that there's a lot of things that are not workable for employees. You get sick, with COVID, and you don't have enough medical leave, you're screwed. And if you quit, you might not be able to get unemployment insurance, maybe this year, but in previous years. And if you run out of leave, you're screwed. On the flip side, employers are screwed. If they have to hire somebody else to cover you, now they're paying two people for one job. And if they're not making that money, they probably get rid of the position, or they force somebody else to do your job as well. It's just a bad situation all around. It just is. And, you know, one thing I had talked about years ago is I noticed this with workers. You give them more leave in January. People get their new leave in January, extra leave. And they use it. They'll use it. They'll go on vacation. They'll use it for spring break. And then all their leave is used up. And then all of a sudden, the fall comes. Then we go into cough, cold, flu season, and they're out of leave. Which is why I think everybody should increase the leave in September, October. This way they have plenty of leave during cough, cold, you know, season. But then some people are going to say, but we don't want that for medical. We want it for vacation. By the way, this paid leave doesn't include vacation. Later there's going to probably be also vacation leave and stress days and things like that. So I get it. As an employee, I love the idea of having a payday off. I don't get paydays off anymore. Paydays off are nice. I rarely took them. I wanted to save them up, but if you don't use them, you lose them. So then you feel like, well, crap, looks like I need to call out. See, I like the idea of you being able to get money back for those paid leaves, days you didn't take, where it's basically, let's say, half your, I think that'd be great to get, you know, I mean, maybe let's say half your shift pay if you never used that to call off sick. But then you're going to have employers saying, I don't want people coming in sick just to save up their pay. So I don't know what the answer is. You know, paid leave is a more popular bipartisan sort of, you know, more people could get around this. But then what are some of the other things that are still in that we are paying for? I know supporting Planned Parenthood is controversial. I know some of the money that's going into more IRS agents, that's controversial. I take money from that to put it towards this, but I don't think that's what's going on. On the COVID front, we're hearing that China is suffering its most widespread COVID-19 outbreak since Wuhan. 19 provinces are seeing new cases. Now, this, we've never really believed some of the data coming out of China throughout this whole time, but they are saying that there have been over 600 locally transmitted cases found in 19 of the country's 13 provinces. They have the Olympics coming up in 3 months. And they believe it is one of the newer Delta, or I think it's the Delta variant, and I think also it might be the Delta Plus. The National Health Commission confirmed on Wednesday that 93 new local symptomatic cases for Tuesday, up from 54 earlier. They say most of the local cases were around Haihe, a city in the northern province of Heilongjiang, where 35 infections were recorded on Tuesday. Three new provinces detected cases, central Chongqing, Jiangsu, and Henan. Now, you look at this going really only 54 cases and 93 total cases, but they've been, you know, talking about minimal cases. So for this to start going up and for them to start discussing it, this is interesting because they have every reason in the book to still continue their secrecy as they're going to be dealing with the Olympics coming up. So we're going to keep an eye on this. They believe most of them are Delta variants. But, you know, seeing a spike like this, you know, just as another reminder that maybe there's more lab leaks or there's just, you know, more waves of this coming. 1-877-DOCTELLY. All right, have a good one. Thank you.
Than the gift of good health. And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.